Forget everything you know about cars. You think a V8 engine is cool? How about a vintage death trap powered by a massive exposed airplane propeller? Or a vehicle where passengers literally rode backwards staring at the traffic behind them? Automotive history is a graveyard of absolute insanity, built by mad scientists who completely ignored the laws of physics. Today, we are ranking the 10 most shocking and bizarre vintage cars ever built, counting down to a machine that will blow your mind. I dare you to watch this entire video without asking, what were they thinking? If you make it to number 10, prove it by smashing that subscribe button and dropping a car emoji. Let us dive in. Kicking off our list at number 1 is a car that looks less like a motor vehicle and more like an oversized mid-century kitchen appliance. Meet the legendary BMW Isetta. Imagine a tiny car shaped exactly like an egg, where the entire front of the vehicle, including the windshield, the dashboard, and the steering wheel, is actually one giant door that swings wide open. You do not get in from the side. You walk right into the front of it like you are stepping into a refrigerator. And honestly, measuring just 7.5 feet long, it is not much bigger than a modern side-by-side fridge. The history behind this bizarre bubble is actually a fascinating story of corporate survival. After World War II, BMW was on the verge of total bankruptcy. They desperately needed a cheap, economical car to sell to a recovering Europe, but they did not design this one themselves. The Isetta was originally engineered by ISO, an Italian company that literally manufactured refrigerators and motor scooters. BMW bought the licensing rights, shoved a highly reliable 236 cubic centimeter four-stroke motorcycle engine in the back, and accidentally created the best-selling single-cylinder car in human history. Driving an Isetta was an experience unlike any other on the road. Because the steering column was physically attached to the front door, the whole wheel hinged outward via a universal joint when you opened it to squeeze into the two-person bench seat. It had four wheels, but the rear two were spaced only 19 inches apart. But here is the most terrifying technical quirk. That canvas sunroof was not just for getting fresh air. It was a mandatory emergency escape hatch. If you crashed, the front door would jam shut. Would you drive this bubble today? Let me know. If you think that is weird, wait for number 2. At number 2, we have the Peel P50, officially recognized by the Guinness World Records as the smallest production car ever built in the history of mankind. When I say small, I am not exaggerating. It literally has the footprint of a standard riding lawnmower. It features exactly one door on the left side, one single windshield wiper, and one Cyclops headlight right in the center. If you are even slightly claustrophobic, just looking at this 54-inch-long fiberglass box on three tiny wheels might give you a panic attack. It is the ultimate definition of personal space on wheels. Built in the 1960s on the Isle of Man, a tiny island situated between Great Britain and Ireland, the P50 was marketed by Peel Engineering as the ultimate hyper-efficient city car. The creators claimed it had seating capacity for exactly one adult and one shopping bag. That was not a clever marketing joke. That was the literal physical capacity of the cabin. Powered by a microscopic 49 cubic centimeter moped engine making a staggering 4.2 horsepower, this microcar was designed to navigate tight European alleyways. It boasted incredible fuel economy, hitting nearly 100 miles per gallon. But here is the absolute craziest technical limitation of the Peel P50. Its three-speed manual transmission did not have a reverse gear. To back out of a parking spot, you had to physically get out, grab a literal metal handle attached to the rear bumper, and drag the 130-pound car around like a piece of rolling luggage. Despite offering zero crash protection and having no reverse, it was completely street legal. Imagine parallel parking this thing in New York City by just picking it up. Could you fit inside one? Tell me below. Up next, another British oddity. Coming in at number 3 is the Reliant Robin, affectionately and mockingly known throughout the United Kingdom as the Plastic Pig. Visually, it is incredibly jarring to look at. It looks like a relatively normal, slightly boxy station wagon from the back, but it tapers down to a single, lonely wheel right at the front bumper. made entirely of lightweight fiberglass bolted to a galvanized steel chassis, it looks like a vehicle constantly begging to fall over on its side the moment the wind blows. It is an unforgettable shape that leaves everyone scratching their heads in pure confusion. Now it is time for some serious automotive myth-busting. If you have ever watched the famous television show Top Gear, you probably saw Jeremy Clarkson violently rolling a Reliant Robin every single time he turned a corner. It was hilarious television, but it was a total fabrication. Clarkson later admitted the producers intentionally tampered with the car's differential to guarantee it would flip for comedic effect. In reality, the Robin was built to exploit a massive British tax loophole. Because it weighed under 990 pounds and had three wheels, the government taxed it like a cheap motorcycle. When driven normally, the Reliant Robin was surprisingly stable and incredibly practical. Technically, it was a front mid-engine, rear-wheel drive vehicle. The small aluminum engine was mounted up front but tucked entirely behind the front axle, sending power to the rear wheels. This gave it a decent weight distribution, making it a bizarrely effective commuter for working-class families in the 1970s. It was not fast and it was not cool, but it worked flawlessly. Would you trade a wheel to save thousands on your car taxes? Let me know your thoughts. Speaking of missing things, wait until you see number 4. Number 4 is a German oddity that actively messes with your brain the longer you stare at it, the Zundapp Janus. Named appropriately after the Roman god with two faces looking in opposite directions, this car is perfectly, flawlessly symmetrical. If you cover up the steering wheel inside, the front exterior and the rear exterior look completely identical. It has a massive door on the front, just like the BMW we talked about earlier, but it also has an identical massive door on the rear. It is a true automotive optical illusion rolling down the street. This mind-bending machine was initially developed in the 1950s by Dornier, a company famous for building advanced World War II aircraft, before being produced by motorcycle maker Zundapp. They wanted to create a spacious family car using a microcar footprint. Their engineering solution was utterly wild. Put the 245 cubic centimeter single-cylinder engine dead in the middle of the vehicle and have the passengers sit back-to-back. The driver and front passenger looked forward out of the front door, while the rear passengers faced completely backward, staring out the rear door directly at the traffic behind them. Driving the Janus was a masterclass in chaotic physics. Because the heavy engine was right in the middle and the human passengers were positioned at the extreme front and rear ends of the chassis, the car suffered from a terrifying seesaw effect when hitting bumps at its top speed of 50 miles per hour. Furthermore, the rear passengers constantly suffered from severe motion sickness because they were forced to watch the road rapidly receding away from them. Could you handle riding backward on a long, bumpy road trip? Drop a comment below. Up next is a literal fighter jet for the road. Halfway through our list at number 5, we have the Messerschmitt KR200. This machine does not look like a normal car. It looks exactly like the cockpit of a fighter plane that somehow lost its wings and sprouted three wheels. Instead of traditional doors, the entire transparent acrylic roof hinges open to the right side like a fighter jet's bubble canopy. Inside, you do not sit side by side. The passenger sits directly behind the driver in a tandem layout, exactly like a pilot and a co-pilot preparing for a high-speed takeoff on the runway. The heavy aviation design influence is not a coincidence at all. Messerschmitt was a massive German aircraft manufacturer responsible for building some of the most fearsome and advanced fighter planes of World War II. After the war ended, they were strictly banned from building airplanes. So they hired an aeronautical engineer named Fritz Fend to help them survive by building cars instead. Fend applied everything he knew about aerodynamics to this vehicle, creating an ultralight, incredibly streamlined microcar that effortlessly sliced through the air, completely redefining what a post-war economy vehicle could look and feel like on the open road. The controls were just as weird as the exterior. Instead of a round steering wheel, you steered using a horizontal aircraft-style steering bar. But the wildest feature was the transmission. Powered by a 191 cubic centimeter two-stroke engine, it did not have a mechanical reverse gear. To back up, you had to turn the engine off, push the ignition key in further, and restart the engine entirely in reverse. You could technically drive backward at its top speed of 60 miles per hour. Would you drive 60 miles per hour in reverse? Tell me below. Next is an American torpedo. Number 6 takes us to the United States in the late 1940s with the Davis Divan. This three-wheeled American dream looks like a shiny aluminum torpedo or a polished UFO on wheels. It is incredibly aerodynamic, impressively low to the ground, and unbelievably wide. In fact, it only has one single bench seat in the cabin, but the car was so incredibly wide that four full-grown adults could sit shoulder to shoulder in the front row. It is a bizarre mix of futuristic styling and massive American proportions, packed into a highly unusual three-wheel layout that turns heads everywhere. The story behind the Davis Divan is pure Hollywood drama and true crime. Gary Davis was a charismatic, fast-talking salesman who promised that his three-wheeled divan was the absolute future of American transportation. He claimed it was built using advanced aircraft engineering, utilizing a lightweight aluminum body and a sturdy Hercules four-cylinder engine. He drummed up massive nationwide hype, raised millions of dollars from eager investors and prospective dealership owners, and set up a massive factory in California. But it was all a house of cards. The company collapsed in a fraud scandal, and Davis eventually went to federal prison. Despite the massive scam, the engineering claims Davis made were wildly ambitious. He boasted to the press that the Divan could take a sharp U-turn at 55 miles per hour without flipping over, thanks to its incredibly low center of gravity and unique three-wheel steering geometry. While that was likely a massive exaggeration, the 13 surviving Divans today are highly sought-after museum pieces, representing a gorgeous retro-futuristic dream that never quite took off. Do you think a massive four-person front seat should make a comeback in modern cars? Let me know. Get ready for a masterpiece missing some crucial parts next. At number 7 is arguably the most breathtakingly beautiful and hopelessly strange car on this entire list, the Norman Tim Special. This car looks like a massive drop of liquid mercury frozen in time. It is impossibly long, gracefully curved, and sits mere inches off the ground. But what is the most bizarre visual element that catches your eye? It has absolutely no doors. To get into the luxurious leather-lined cockpit, you literally had to step right over the beautifully sculpted aluminum side panels. It is a stunning visual statement that prioritizes flowing lines over basic human convenience. This one-of-a-kind masterpiece was created in 1948 by Norman Timms, an incredibly talented mechanical engineer who built race cars for the Indy 500. He wanted to build the ultimate show-stopping personal street cruiser. It took him over 2.5 years to hand-shape the sweeping aluminum body panels over a custom-built steel tube chassis, utilizing modified Ford suspension components. The smooth design was heavily inspired by the pre-war German Grand Prix racers, emphasizing uninterrupted aerodynamics. It weighed about 2,200 pounds, making it surprisingly light for such a massive, long, and imposing vehicle. The technical layout was just as radical as the stunning exterior. Timms put the heavy Buick Straight 8 engine directly behind the driver, making it one of the earliest mid-engine road cars in American automotive history. To access the engine, the entire rear half of the car flipped up hydraulically in one spectacular piece. Tragically, after decades of being lost and undergoing a multi-million dollar restoration, this priceless piece of history was completely destroyed in the devastating 2018 Woolsey wildfire in California. If you owned a masterpiece with no doors, would you risk driving it? Up next, a driving blimp. Number 8 is the Dymaxion car, a vehicle that looks absolutely terrifying to drive in modern traffic. Imagine a massive 20-foot-long blimp painted silver, rolling down the street on just three wheels. It was incredibly tall, bulbous, and could seat an astonishing 11 passengers inside its cavernous cabin. It looks far less like a motor vehicle and much more like a submarine that took a wrong turn at the beach. When you see it in historical footage, it completely dwarfs normal cars. looking like a strange alien spacecraft exploring the roads of 1930s America. The dime action was the brainchild of Buckminster Fuller, a brilliant American architect and eccentric visionary. Fuller did not just want to build a car, he wanted to build an omnidirectional machine that could eventually fly. Dime action was his personal brand name, blending the words dynamic, maximum, and tension. He firmly believed his teardrop design was the ultimate aerodynamic shape for fuel efficiency. Powered by a Ford flathead V8 engine tucked in the rear, he convinced wealthy investors to back him, hoping to completely revolutionize mass transit across the country with a fleet of these massive metallic teardrops. But the dime action had a fatal, terrifying flaw: its steering geometry. The engine sent power to the two front wheels, but the single rear wheel handled all the steering, just like a warehouse forklift. This allowed the 20-foot car to spin in a circle on its own axis. But at high speeds of around 90 miles per hour, the rear end would violently swing back and forth, making it completely uncontrollable. A deadly crash during the 1933 Chicago World's Fair instantly killed the project. Would you ride in an 11-passenger blimp steered by one rear wheel? Next, a car that swims. Coming in at number 9, we have the Amphicar Model 770. From the front, it looks like a charming, slightly quirky European convertible from the 1960s with incredibly high ground clearance. But walk around to the back, and you will notice two massive marine-grade nylon propellers sticking straight out from under the rear steel bumper. Yes, this is a mass-produced automobile fully designed to be driven directly into deep water and used as a functioning boat. It is the ultimate hybrid vehicle, designed for the road but secretly longing to cruise across a deep freshwater lake. Designed by Hans Trippel, a German engineer who previously built amphibious vehicles for the military, the Amphicar was heavily marketed to the American public as the ultimate recreational vehicle. You could drive it on the highway, pull right down a concrete boat ramp, engage a special Hermco land and water transmission, and cruise across the water using the front tires as rudders. President Lyndon B. Johnson famously owned one at his Texas ranch. He used to terrify visiting guests by pretending the brakes had failed as he barreled down a steep hill straight into the river, laughing as they screamed in panic. As brilliant as it sounds, it was not exactly perfect. It was famously described by critics as not a very good car and not a very good boat. The name 770 actually comes from its top speeds. It could hit roughly 7 miles per hour in the water and 70 miles per hour on land using its four-cylinder engine. Plus, the maintenance was a nightmare. After every single swim, the owner had to apply heavy grease to 13 different points under the chassis. Who would you prank by driving into a lake? Get ready for the craziest car ever made. Finally, we have reached number 10, the most bizarre, dangerous, and physics-defying vintage car ever conceived by human hands, the Layette Helica. This is not a metaphor, it is literally an open cockpit wooden airplane fuselage with wire-spoked wheels instead of wings. Right at the very front, completely exposed without any safety cage or metal mesh guard, is a massive, spinning wooden airplane propeller. Just looking at it makes you realize how utterly insane early automotive engineering could be. It looks like a prop from a steampunk movie, but this terrifying contraption was completely real and fully functional on public roads. Built in France in 1921 by Marcel Layette, the logic behind this sheer madness was actually quite simple in his mind. Layette believed that normal car transmissions, heavy drive shafts, and complex clutches were too heavy and robbed the engine of valuable power. His solution: remove them all entirely. The two-cylinder flat-twin engine does not turn the wheels at all. It only spins the giant propeller. The sheer thrust from the propeller simply yanks the ultra-lightweight 550-pound plywood car forward down the road. It was an absolute death trap for pedestrians or anyone standing too close. Driving the Helica was pure, unadulterated terror. Because it weighed almost nothing and had genuine aircraft thrust pulling it, it was incredibly fast, famously clocking a terrifying 106 miles per hour in 1927. To make matters worse, the front wheels were fixed in place, You steered using the rear wheels, making it wildly unstable at high speeds. It was deafeningly loud, and a single pebble kicked up into that wooden prop could shatter it like a bomb. Would you sit behind an exposed spinning propeller at 100 miles per hour? Drop that car emoji now. From tiny cars you drag backward to floating convertibles and propeller-driven death traps, these 10 bizarre vehicles prove human creativity has no limits. The brilliant engineers behind them built machines that were completely unhinged. Which of these weird classic cars would you actually want to take for a spin? Let me know your favorite down in the comments. To uncover more of the craziest stories in automotive history, smash that like button and subscribe right now. See you next time.